Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Let's invite the Holy Ghost right now. You ready? Holy Spirit, we invite you into the service today. Take over the service. Take over absolutely everything. Have your way, Father God. We submit and surrender and we yield to your will. And we know your will is to heal your people and touch their lives and change everything for the better. And so we ask you to come. We welcome you here. We speak your word. And we thank you, Lord, we release your spirit. In Jesus' name. And everyone agreeing said,
amen.
Amen. Now let's make a faith statement before you sit. You ready? Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. We will never be the same because God's word is living. And it's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's the word of God and the spirit of God that's able to change man. Think about it. What changed you from sinner to saint? The word of God and the spirit of God.
Amen. That's right.
Isn't that the facts?
Yes, that's right.
What's going to change you getting over all the situations in your life? The word and the spirit. What's going to get you healed? The word and the spirit. Amen. I've entitled this, by his stripes, we are healed.
Yeah, that's right.
Say,
I am healed.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Let's just look at it. He says over here, out of the Passion Translation, he says, now if anyone is enfolded into Christ. You see, listen to me. When you are joined together with Christ, the Bible says in Corinthians that the two of you become one spirit. You're enfolded in Christ. Do you know that there are plenty, plenty places where God talks about in Christ. We've been in Christed. We are Christ in Christians. We're in Christ. You've been folded into Christ. The two of your spirits have become one spirit. So you're enfolded in Christ. Listen, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he, that person enfolded in Christ, has become an entirely new creation. Pastor, how can you say it? I'm not saying it. The Word of God is saying it.
Amen.
Oh, that's a Passion Translation. It says the same thing in King James.
Amen.
Get rid of your theology now.
Yeah.
Leave it outside the doors and make sure that you got the correct theology of the Word of God.
Yeah.
I don't care which seminary you studied at. I know seminaries where they're not teaching this kind of stuff. He says, yeah, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm no longer that no good, rotten down, filthy sinner I used to be. Oh, I feel like I am still it sometimes, but that's the old man and the lying devil trying to encourage me to be the old man again.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God he's done this for us. So watch what he says here. All that is related to the old order has vanished. And then there's a note there. This would include our old identity, our life of sin, the power of Satan, the religious works of trying to please God. Stop it. You think you can only get healed because you please God. No, you get healed because he loves you. If you got sin, put it under the blood and keep moving forward. If I didn't read long enough, I didn't pray long enough, I don't deserve nothing. You don't deserve anything anyway. None of us do. We all deserve to go to hell. But God, through his grace and his mercy and his love, unconditional love, said, I'm going to do something that no one and nothing can do for you. Amen. I like to hear that I'm the righteousness of Christ and not some sinner. Because that draws me closer to the hand that gave it to me. Or the face, should I say. Now watch it. This would include our old identity, our old life of sin, the power of Satan, the religious works of trying to please God, our old relationship with the world, and our old mindsets. We are not reformed or simply refurbished. We are made completely new by our union with Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's out of the translation, the Passion. And you can read, there's many places it talks about this. And then he said after that, behold, everything is fresh and new. You're no longer that old, unsaved, degenerate, nasty person. You may still act nasty. Just find out who you are in Christ and you'll stop acting nasty. You don't know who you are. That's why you act nasty. And when I do this teaching over the next couple of weeks, that everything you do is a worship unto God, is going to give you so much purpose. You're going to love washing the dishes. Hello. Going to love cleaning up the dog poop. I'm not joking. I've got a message that God's given to me. I read something in a book by a great man. And you know, when you read something, if you listen to a good sermon, all of a sudden you're getting sermons from that sermon. It stirred something up inside of you. And I read just one line, boy, and it exploded in my mind. That wasn't even his point. He was just going through something. And it's exploded in my life. And God's showing me this. Everything we do is a worship unto God. And even our vocation, remember we spoke about our vocation? It's ordained and called of God, even if you're an accountant. Amen. And it's not in a Christian environment. And we're going to touch on all this. It's exciting. I'm so excited. Can you tell? Okay. I'm trying to keep it down. Now, I want to read verse 21 out of the Voice. Watch this. It says, yeah, He, God, orchestrated this. The Anointed One, Jesus the Christ, who had never experienced sin, became sin for us so that in Him we might embody the very righteousness of God. Okay, the King James, just for you stalwarts, says over here, for He has made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made, not worked, not earned, not paid for, made as a free gift, the righteousness of God. You don't get more righteous than that. You will never be more righteous than you are today. Even when you die and you're in heaven, you're going to be as righteous as now, because you don't get more righteous than God. That's right. And it's that righteousness that gets us into heaven.
That's right.
Hallelujah. What's it to you? A wonderful divine exchange took place at the cross. He took my bad and gave me His good. Think about that. He took my sickness and gave me His health. He took my sin and gave me His righteousness. He took my fear and gave me faith. Come on. He took my stress and craziness and gave me peace. He took my downheartedness and gave me joy. There was a divine exchange on the cross that day when He said, I've done it. And all of hell trembled as He went and took those keys from the devil. Oh my God. Oh my God. All of our sins, all of our guilt were left on Jesus Christ. All of it was put on Christ. All of our guilt forever gone. All of our sin, our sickness, our guilt forever gone. Left on the cross as we walked out with God's righteousness. We went in filthy, dirty. The Bible says in 2 Colossians 2:14, says blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, that was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, our sin, and nailed it to His cross. We left it on the cross, and we walked off righteous. We went in filthy, dirty scoundrels. The old man, filthy, sinful, sickly, deceitful, nasty, hateful, blaspheming Him. While we were yet sinners, He loved us. And we came off the other side of that cross, righteous, clean, pure, sinless. That's why it says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Amen.
Woo! I'm getting excited. If you don't get excited, I'll get excited for you. All right, so now, every believer today possesses the perfect and complete righteousness of Christ. Every believer. We are seen by the Father, listen, as righteous as Jesus. That's a hard one to comprehend. That's a tough one. We are seen by God the Father as righteous as His Son, Jesus Christ. That's a big word. And some of us can't comprehend that. And, well, I'm just a no good me. Well, then get saved. Get rid of that old man. That's an old way of thinking. Remember, everything became brand new. Jesus didn't just come here and do a little thing. And we're not relying on dying. A lot of people, they believe that when they die and they get to the street by and by, they're going to be perfect. So what you're telling me is that God had to use the devil's death to get perfection. He used the devil's work, which brought death into the world. And you're telling me when I die, I'll be made perfect, but God couldn't do it without the work of the devil. That'll get you thinking. So don't you ever say again, oh, when I get to the street by and by. You're in the street by and by now. And I've got news for you. The new Jerusalem is coming down to the earth one day. Sure, we're going to spend the marriage feast up there for 7 years, but we're going to be brought back to the earth. Oh, I get excited. Amen. Amen. Then there's believers who don't believe that God's healing today. There's a lot of people that think that, well, God's not healing today. I died out with Jesus, died out with the apostles, died out with Smith Wigglesworth, died out with, you know, Benny Hinn. He's still alive, so we can't use him yet. Hold on. Who else? Oral Roberts had died out when Oral Roberts died. Smith Wigglesworth died out. The dead stopped being raised. It all died out with these guys. God used them up until the 50s and 60s, but not us. We're in the 90s. What were we? 2000s. Right? Well, if God is not healing today, they don't believe he still heals today. Answer this question. Does God still save today?
Yes.
Is he still saving today?
Yes.
The answer is yes. And how does he save? Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you believe in your heart and confess with the mouth that Jesus was raised from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart we believe unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Is that correct? I got saved before I even heard of Smith Wigglesworth. Hello. I got saved before I knew about the Apostle Paul. Oh, yes. I got saved when someone took me to a church and they preached, you need to get saved by Jesus Christ. I didn't know anything about anything. But once I got saved, everything turned around. I started seeing all these, the words in the Bible. Wow. Amen. It's just powerful. So God's still saving today. Others believe that, and we know God's still saving. Why? Because he's not dead. And let me tell you who else is not dead. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, David and Daniel. None of these guys are dead because the Lord said to Moses that day, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He didn't say, I was the God of those guys who are now dead. He said, I am the God of them now. They're still alive. Death is not the end. Death is the beginning. And you better make sure your new beginning is not in this place down below. All right. Now, others believe that God only heals if you are deserving enough. If you worked hard enough and you've proved yourself and you've shown God and you'll get rewarded for that now. And God does give rewards. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please him, and those that come to him must believe that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek for him. He's a rewarder. So God does give rewards, but we're not talking about this. He's going to reward me by healing me because I've been a good boy. No, he rewards me by healing me because he did it 2,000 years back.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to